Hello, Daryl.
Yes.
Hey, Daryl. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Yes.
Do you have just a second?
I have a second.
Cool. I was just calling to speak with you about a possible upgrade opportunity for your account through Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, we're going to do that in a little bit.
Okay. All right. So are you already aware of the product and know all about it, or?
Sure. Tell me about it again. The Google Guaranteed.
Yeah. So the Google Guaranteed, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get your company completely background checked, and get you Google Guaranteed certified. The guarantee is actually to the general public that you are a guaranteed service provider in your area. Once you're completely verified, then your cost per qualified lead is $26.67 with a minimum monthly budget or activation budget, if you will, of $348. That $348 is the activation budget, so you pay that in order to turn the leads on. When the leads come in, they're going to charge at $26.67 from that budget. And that budget would give you approximately 13 leads. It is just a starter budget, an activation budget, if you will. You can increase the lead flow, or you can pause it anytime you need. The leads are coming directly to you. They're not shared. They're only coming to you. The clients are calling you directly, and you only pay per qualified lead. So qualified lead is A, if client is requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or B, if client is requesting for you to come out and give estimate face-to-face. All those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes in order to ensure that you're getting the qualified calls. AI is listening to each one of those calls through the call tracking, so if it's unqualified, it doesn't charge the budget. If there ever needs to be a dispute, we take care of that directly with Google on your behalf.
Okay. So startup fundage is how much? All total.
One-time $250 application fee. That application can take 4 to 8 weeks to process. Once that application's processed and you're good to go, it's $348.
And then it's $348. So how much am I out of pocket the first whatever period?
It's the application fee is the $250. The minimum monthly budget or activation budget is the $348. So if you're putting that all together, then the cost that calculator $598. If you're putting it all together, but again,
I'm out of pocket $600. How long for to get eligible?
The eligibility is just the $250. After that, then the leads will begin come once you pay the activation budget. So once you're ready to turn the leads on, so to speak, then you would pay the $348. And only if they're qualified is that budget charge, or is the $348 budget, is it subtracted from that $348 budget. And your leads are $26 per qualified lead.
What are you running the background check on?
Just to make sure that there's no felonies in the last 7 years.
We're contractors. I probably got three guys that got felonies in the last 7 years.
Well, then I wouldn't put them on the application. I would just put you on the application. You know, you're the one holding the bag at the end of the day, right?
What?
I said you're the one holding the bag at the end of the day for your organization, right? So.
Right.
If
okay,
they're day
okay.
workers or, you know, employees, there's no need to put them on there if you're not going to pass the background check. The requirement is either Washington State Electrical Contractors License or the Washington State Telecommunication Contractors License or Washington State Specialty Electrical Contractors License. And then it does require the certificate of insurance with a minimum budget or a minimum coverage of $250K in general liability. You have those things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so we provide all of this stuff, and then then we have to wait how long?
So what happens is you pay the $250, I send you the application. It takes like 10 minutes for you to upload these documents. You're going to upload your social security number to this document. You're going to upload your driver's license information and the business information that I just asked you for. You're going to upload those to the document, to the form, and then you're going to have an onboarding call with the technician. It takes like 10 minutes. At that point, she's going to submit everything directly to Google. It goes to Pinkerton or Evident ID for the background check. We have no idea how long it could take. It could take 2 weeks. It could take 3 weeks. It could take 5 days. As soon as you're approved, the last leg is for you to upload your driver's license front and back. We trigger that SMS text message. We do that, and then you're approved. The terms and conditions state 4 to 8 weeks max, just because that's was previously how long it was taking, like during COVID when this was really kind of rolling out, but now we've been seeing it take hold a lot faster. They just require me to say those, you know, initial terms and conditions, so that way you're not surprised.
That's offensive.
That's offensive?
Yeah, that's an offensive amount of information to be forced to provide to Google.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not trying to be offensive.
I mean, that's like, who does Google think they are? Are they the FBI?
No, they're not the FBI. It's just they're guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance for individual clients. So, like, say you got a complaint that you couldn't take care of yourself. What happens is they're promising, hey, this company is a qualified company. We've done the background check. We know that they're legitimate. We've checked these documents. And we are promising their work to the general public. So they're better qualified leads. They're coming directly to you. You don't share those leads. When you pick up the phone, it's the client on the other end that's actually looking for your services.
Hmm. I mean, I don't have time to do that. So I would literally have to hire somebody to do that for me so that it could get done.
The application?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. South 212
Street. So, yeah, I do not have time to do all the stuff you just said. And unless it's a phone call while I'm driving, I don't have time to do anything. So I will have to figure that out in the future and look back into it if I want to provide the FBI with my – or the Google with my Social Security number. I mean, Google's a company, not a government agency. Are they even bonded for Social Security numbers?
They sure are. They're sending it through Pinkerton. And Evident ID. Pinkerton is one of the largest security firms in the U.S.
So Google uses Pinkerton and
we
provide that information to Pinkerton?
You provide that information to the encrypted document that provides it directly to Pinkerton, yes. I'll send you a text with my direct extension line. That way, if you think it over and it's something you want to give a shot, Daryl, you have the opportunity to, and you can connect directly with me, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Yep.